Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Hear You, Babe, by Daily Balance Journals is a relationship and communication guide designed for couples who feel stuck in recurring misunderstandings, frequent conflict, or emotional distance. Positioned as a practical self-help workbook-style resource, it centers on a structured 30-day plan that aims to rebuild connection through small, repeatable communication habits. The book's stated purpose is not to diagnose a relationship or dive deeply into theory, but to help partners talk in ways that reduce defensiveness and increase clarity, kindness, and calm, even when the topic is difficult. Across its program-like approach, the book focuses on turning conflict into connection by improving how couples express feelings, listen, and respond to each other. It also emphasizes understanding and meeting emotional needs, rebuilding trust through consistent daily effort, and creating simple rituals that support closeness. The overall promise is a reset that helps couples feel heard, understood, and loved again, whether they are newly together or years into a long-term partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 30-day structure that makes relationship change feel doable. A defining feature of the book is its time-bound, step-by-step 30-day plan. Rather than presenting communication as a vague ideal, the program format encourages couples to treat better conversations as a daily practice. This structure matters because many couples already know they should communicate better, but struggle to translate good intentions into consistent behavior when life is busy or emotions run high. By committing to a set period of focused effort, partners can build momentum and see progress through repetition. The practical value of a 30-day container is that it reduces overwhelm. Couples can concentrate on what to do today instead of trying to fix everything at once. A plan also creates shared accountability, since both partners are participating in the same process instead of one person carrying the full burden of change. Over time, daily practice supports new defaults, such as pausing before reacting, checking understanding, and choosing words more carefully. This topic reflects the book's positioning as a reset for couples who feel distant or misunderstood. The promise is not instant perfection, but steady improvement through manageable steps that build communication strength and emotional safety across a month of intentional work. Secondly, communicating with clarity, kindness, and calm during conflict. The book emphasizes a specific communication tone: clarity, kindness, and calm, including when conflict is present. This focus is important because many relationship problems are not only about what is being discussed, but how the discussion unfolds. Even small issues can escalate when partners feel attacked, dismissed, or misunderstood. By aiming for calm and kind delivery, couples can lower defensiveness and make space for problem solving. Clarity supports connection by reducing guesswork. When people hint, accuse, or speak in broad generalizations, the listener often responds to the perceived criticism rather than the underlying need. Kindness changes the emotional impact of a message, helping partners stay on the same team even while disagreeing. Calm helps conversations stay productive, especially when emotions are intense and the urge to interrupt, withdraw, or counterattack is strong. In practice, this theme encourages couples to slow down, choose language more intentionally, and make communication safer for both people. The goal is not to avoid difficult topics, but to handle them in a way that preserves respect and warmth. In line with the book's overall aim, this approach helps shift conflict from a threat to the relationship into an opportunity for understanding and closeness. Thirdly, listening to understand and meet emotional needs. Another central theme is helping partners truly understand each other and respond to emotional needs, not just surface-level complaints. Many couples communicate frequently, yet still feel alone because the deeper message, such as the need for reassurance, appreciation, closeness, or support, is not being received. The book frames improved communication as a pathway to feeling heard and loved, which requires listening for meaning rather than simply preparing a rebuttal. Understanding emotional needs can transform recurring arguments. What looks like disagreement about chores, schedules, or tone may reflect a deeper longing for partnership, respect, or security. When partners learn to listen with curiosity and reflect back what they are hearing, they can reduce misinterpretation and demonstrate care even before a solution is reached. This kind of listening builds empathy, which is a key ingredient in de-escalating conflict. The book's practical orientation suggests that couples benefit from tools they can use immediately, especially tools that help them check assumptions and confirm understanding. Over time, consistently responding to emotional needs helps partners experience the relationship as supportive rather than adversarial. That shift is foundational for rebuilding trust and deepening intimacy across the 30-day journey. Fourthly, turning miscommunication into empathy and repair. The book positions miscommunication as a common and fixable pattern rather than proof that a relationship is broken. This framing can be relieving for couples who feel discouraged. because it focuses attention on skills and habits instead of blaming personality or compatibility. When couples treat misunderstandings as moments that require repair, they can move from accusation to collaboration. Empathy plays a practical role here. When a partner feels understood, the emotional intensity of the conflict often drops, making it easier to address the real issue. The book emphasizes tools and exercises that help couples prevent miscommunication and increase empathy, which suggests a focus on translating feelings into understandable messages and receiving those messages without immediate judgment. Repair is also implied in the book's promise to rebuild trust. Trust can weaken not only from major betrayals, but from repeated small moments where someone feels ignored, ridiculed, or unsafe speaking honestly. Learning to notice breakdowns early, pause escalation, and return to respectful conversation helps restore confidence in the relationship. This topic aligns with the book's overall mission of turning conflict into connection. Instead of aiming for a conflict-free relationship, it encourages couples to communicate in ways that make disagreements less damaging and more likely to lead to mutual understanding. Lastly, rekindling connection through daily rituals and intentional closeness. Beyond conflict management, the book highlights rebuilding intimacy and rekindling the spark through consistent, loving rituals. This is a key complement to communication skills, because many couples can learn to argue less, yet still feel emotionally distant if they do not also practice closeness. Daily rituals create predictable moments of connection that remind both partners the relationship is a priority. Rituals do not need to be elaborate to be effective. What matters is consistency and emotional presence. When couples build small habits of checking in, expressing appreciation, or sharing a calm moment together, they create a buffer against stress and resentment. These routines can also make it easier to bring up sensitive topics because the relationship already contains regular experiences of warmth and safety. The book positions this as part of a holistic reset, supporting not only better conversations but also renewed affection and trust. For couples who feel misunderstood, repeated positive interactions help change the emotional tone of the partnership over time. The emphasis on feeling loved again suggests that communication is treated as both a problem-solving tool and a way to nurture the bond. In that sense, rituals become practical anchors that sustain progress beyond the 30-day plan. In conclusion, I Hear You, Babe is best suited for couples who want a straightforward, guided way to improve how they talk and reconnect emotionally. Newlyweds, long-term partners, and couples in a rough patch can benefit if they are willing to practice daily, because the book's value comes from consistent use rather than one-time reading. Readers looking for a structured program will likely appreciate the 30-day plan, which can make relationship work feel clearer and more achievable. Couples who often spiral into the same fights may also find the emphasis on calm, kind communication especially useful for reducing defensiveness and keeping discussions productive. Practically, the book offers an approach centered on usable tools and exercises, with outcomes that include better emotional understanding, fewer communication breakdowns, and stronger habits of connection. Intellectually, it reinforces a helpful idea: conflict is not the enemy, but the way couples handle conflict can either erode trust or deepen intimacy. What helps the book stand out in a crowded couple's communication category is its reset framing and its focus on clarity, kindness, and calm paired with daily action. Rather than prioritizing heavy theory, it positions communication as a learnable skill practiced through simple, repeatable steps that can rebuild trust and closeness over time. If you would like to support Daily Balance Journals, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.